This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Back here on the Master Bag G-Piece Nation Live, we are hanging out with the G-Bag Nation while they are in Peoria, it looks like, from what I can see on the Facebook Live page. Go check it out. They are at the Villas. And they're hanging out there. Jeffrey Kavanaugh is about elbow deep into some Miller Lite right now, doing some good work. And I'm assuming that Gavin Dawson is drinking an NA at the moment. Is that true, sir?
Yeah, the new Heineken 0.0 is outstanding.
Excellent, excellent.
Trying to get an endorsement.
Make sure this Saturday you come out and see the KNC Masterpiece. We're going to be out at Texas Live. Myself and Kevin are going to be out there. KT is going to be out there as well. Huge Saturday or St. Paddy's Day party is going to be going on. We're going to be there from 10 to 3, and you could win a pot of gold. I'm dead serious. You could win a pot of gold out there this Saturday. If you come out to Texas Live, we'll be out there for the entire day. And then we're heading out to where you guys are. So I guess that leads my first question. Do you guys make your beds?
No, they keep sneaking in and making my bed for me.
Really? Really? What?
Yeah, and I have not asked for it once. I don't know if there's something you're supposed to hang on the door to tell them not to or to do it. But they keep coming in here, and every time I come back, my bed's made and everything's all cleaned up, and it's creeping me out.
You sure that's not Sandler?
Yeah, Sandler.
It might be Sandler creeping in the room and doing
has
that.
Has the best manners of anybody I've ever worked with.
He sure does. He's when the mic's on.
A tidy little elf.
He's a jerk when the microphone's off.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I've worked with him during Rangers extra innings for quite some time now. So
violent little sucker, isn't he?
Yeah, he likes to fight. He's a physical young man too.
Strong base.
He gets after it.
Now, what about at the house? Do you make your beds at the house? Because I always felt like when I was single, if I made my bed and a girl came over, then she felt like I did it just for her. I wanted it to look inviting. I wanted her to walk in and see an unmade bed and her be like, I can get into that bed right now. It's comfortable.
Corey, how many women have you slept with in your life?
One. One.
But you just said like you were having women come over and sleep.
Just
in your
case.
Bed.
No, yeah. Just in case. Oh. Yeah. Like if you ever got lucky. Oh.
Just felt like I didn't have a lot come over. I just
so you made your bed but never got lucky.
Actually,
no, he didn't. Actually, he thought that would be more enticing for the women, and now we're finding out that apparently it's not.
It actually it was just the one all the time. So I guess it was her, you know, my wife. And
so you thought you tricked her every time?
I guess so.
That's a great question.
Yeah.
Got her again.
Unmade bed worked. I knew it. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, it did. I guess, I mean, even it still works at the house now, too. I'm like, yeah, not made. Guess what happened tonight?
I will tell you, in not drunk, dead serious talk, if you do make the bed in the morning, I have read that you'll feel much better about yourself because you've accomplished your first task of the day. So
you
feel like you've accomplished something right away. And then when you come home, if you're coming home to a clean home, you'll obviously feel much better as well.
Well, right beside...
Back to drinking! Whee!
back
Kavanaugh makes his bed.
Back to...
No, I don't.
You know, walking into the bedroom and walking over clothes mountain that are clean and then walking over clothes mountain that's dirty, I don't really think that having a made bed in the middle of that would look right.
Like everything around it is like a hurricane, but a made bed.
Kobe doesn't even put the lid back on the whiskey on the nightstand. Why is he going to make the bed?
You're no. Gonna finish the bottle. Why are you going to put the lid back on it?
It's got a handle for a reason. To pour in my mouth.
That helps it if it's open. Otherwise, it's just going to be yeah. It's going to be a conflict of interest if you're trying to get a drink on and can't.
Holler back.
All right, guys. I did have this one story I wanted to get to real quick.
Oh, real quick.
Okay. Yep.
No, Mike.
Corey.
Yep,
Mike. If you stay in my room, which is number 3434.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say that.
I think Ben left a pair of underwear. So I'm going to leave them there. So just in case you need some extra underwear, there will be some underwear that I left for you. Okay?
Can you describe them?
They're a black Under Armour underwear, and they have like red,
stripe.
The waist, huh. The waist is in red, and it says Under Armour. Yeah, waistband.
There's a word for that.
Are they like?
Or should I bring them home?
Are they compression shorts? Are they just like boxers? Are they banana briefs?
What it's a great question. Here?
They're like six inches long.
They're your boxer briefs.
Yeah, but compression, I guess.
It's like four of me.
Be tight.
That's too much.
But if you'd like,
I'll try them on if you go get them.
All right.
Right now on the Facebook Live page, well, you're going to put on underwear from some other man.
If people want to see the anteater on Facebook Live, I'm down.
We're on the first floor, and my room's on the third floor.
I guess I wore Jeff's underwear on my head at Bamble once.
They might be clean.
They are clean. I got them out of the dryer.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Well, that's even better. But I still don't want to attach some man's underwear to your undercarriage. What if?
Hey, did you guys know that in the rest of the world, there's more anteaters than non-anteaters?
You're talking about
circumcision.
Yes.
Yeah. That made me feel really good because growing up as a child, it troubled me a little bit that I was different than everyone else.
How did you know that you were different, though?
Because I played sports, so I saw a bunch of peen.
Okay. All right.
And they didn't look like mine. And so that was troubling, probably scarring, really probably the deep-seated issue that led to therapy. But anyway, then I Googled it the other day, and it turns out only the USA is that going down. Everywhere else, we're protecting the full thing, which is great.
There are some people...
I bet it happens in Jewish countries.
Yeah, but still, not the majority.
There are some people that have actually sued their... I think their parents are like doctors for it, like as
I'm
they get
older.
I'm
suing everybody. Yeah.
No, I mean...
Oh, wait, I haven't had it done. So
right, who had the circumcision, who regretted it. And I've also heard, I don't know how you would prove this, but if you are like Jeff, it is a better experience in the beds.
I've thought about having it done just to find out, but then you couldn't undo it if that was the case.
Right.
That would suck.
That would suck.
Yeah, I really like the protesters that stand on street corners.
We saw them during the Super Bowl at Houston a couple years ago, and Kevin and I were walking by, and he was like, I have to go talk to these people right now. And he did an entire interview with them. And it was amazing because they were
thought
furious.
About it. They were blocking our Uber when Gavin and I were leaving the hotel at the Super Bowl this year.
Wait, what are they
doing?
It was
like, man, these are my people. I really need to swing by here.
Explain
this
story to
Ari. They're protesting the mutilation. Yeah. They'll be on the. They'll get paint or whatever and put it all over the front of their pants.
Oh, I thought it was real blood.
And they'll be out there protesting, like mutilating your stuff.
So who are they like the doctors? Who are they protesting?
It's not a big deal.
Hard to say.
I don't get when you're.
It's hard
an adult,
to say.
What does it matter?
It only matters when you're a kid. You feel weird.
They're really sensitive. You know, they really are like.
Yeah, you can't remember what happened to you at 1 day old.
They're like protest superheroes that can feel the pain of others.
I don't remember what happened when I was 6 years old. It doesn't mean you can cut my hand off because when I'm 30, I won't remember. That's stupid, Mike.
It's a piece of skin. That's all it is.
Okay, well, let's hack a piece off. Which piece you want to be missing?
Halfway through this segment, I thought we were talking about uncles.
What's an uncle?
What is an uncle?
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
I know what this is, guys.
Oh, like Jesse.
So an
Joey.
Uncle is where your mom or dad have a brother, and so when you're born, that person is your uncle, and you're their nephew.
Because Isn't of the it, name that Jeff gave his unit, I didn't
and if they
understand.
Have kids, then they're your cousins.
Do you think it's weird that
the
it's an uncle?
Oh, my God.
Do you think it's weird that it's an uncle, whether it's your mom or your dad's brother?
What?
Not even a premium joke Friday.
Like, it doesn't even differentiate, so how am I supposed to keep them straight?
That's a good point. Those guys aren't wielding, like, machetes or anything while they're out there telling you not to cut it off, right?
I didn't see a weapon. Gavin, do you remember a weapon?
No, they were just going with shock value of their stained jeans and, you know, their signs and their volume. Their intensity. Yeah.
You think if you were out there, you'd have, like, a cigar cutter or something, right?
Yeah.
And I don't want to talk right
It's
now.
A really weird thing. Like, they're protesting something that's not really happening. Like, it's like they're yanking.
Oh, it's happening,
it's like
pal.
Yanking,
it happened to you.
It's like they're yanking 25-year-old men off the street and then cutting cutting skin off your penis. That's not happening.
No, because at 25, you'd have a choice and you'd stop them. As a baby, you don't have that choice.
Right, I was going to say, in terms of things that are protested, like, how low on the priority list should that actually be?
Top three. Human trafficking,
right?
Like. Marijuana use, and circumcision.
That's it. Stop kidnapping our men
and then murder.
Circumcising them. It's not happening.
What if it was?
I just can't get over how we were taking the men off the street.
Somebody pulls up a cargo van and the door slides open.
No! They just grab Kavanaugh. He's uncircumcised!
I'm one of you!
Look, here's my cross.
From the 817, most women...
I've got it in this jar right here. I carry it just in case of this.
they told me I was crazy for always carrying this with me. They now I'm the last one laughing.
It would pay off.
I keep mine on a little necklace.
Keep it on the necklace.
A little necklace just so that everybody can see it.
Who knew that there could be such, you know, great comedy in circumcision? I certainly didn't.
I mean, I've listened to the G-Bag Nation before, so I hear this occasionally from Gavin, because he's the one that kind of pushes this kind of content on
circumcision agenda.
Yeah.
I pushed it on Jeff for a while, but he took it over. He's taking the pit over.
That's how you take care of something. You take your own ownership, and nobody else can use it against you.
So true.
The 682, I know it's not crosstalk, but this is the greatest crosstalk ever. And so we appreciate you guys hopping on with us tonight.
Oh, do we get the leash
for having us?
If y'all want to, I mean, y'all can stick around for another one. I'm sure we have plenty of other things we can get into. It's up to y'all, though.
Me and the anteater, we're going to go. We're going to go watch Duke, Syracuse, Mavericks.
Have fun with your jar.
That's beer. Right.
Thanks, guys. Rock on.
Tolo.
Watch out for the white vans, guys.
Gentlemen, y'all be careful out there in Arizona, all right?
Protect me from the white van if anybody ever sees one near me.
Push him into the white van if you ever see.
Don't let them have me. Have a little respect.
You just start driving through your neighborhood in a white van.
It's peen murder.
Good night, guys.
It's just skin. They're not see cutting off your whole penis.
God.
Hey, wait. I didn't get to say penis in this segment.
There they go, the G-Bag Nation. That is pop-up radio, and that's the that kind of content that you can only get right here on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks to those guys for stopping by for a little bit.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.